Now, what's half the gospel? Why did Jesus come to earth? Well, watch this very carefully. Now, I can do this with Bible students like you. Why did Jesus come? On the very first day of Jesus' public ministry, he said in Luke 4, quoting Isaiah 61, he came to set the prisoners free. Right? On the very last day of his ministry, he turned to Pilate, and he said in John 18 that he had come to bear testimony to the truth. Now, in both situations, this is why I've come. Now, you put those two together, and you come to John chapter 8, which says, the truth will set you free. That's Jesus' life. These are the bookends in Jesus' life. I've come to free prisoners. I've come to bear testimony to the truth. The truth will set you free. Now, what kind of truth sets you free from what kind of stuff? Well, the number one in the gospel is you need to be freed from the penalty of sin. God's solution, Christ died for me. Faith in that solution, I'm freed from the penalty of sin. Man, that's half the gospel. There's another half. Because the other half is, I need to be freed from the power of sin in my life. And what's God's solution to that? Watch it carefully. God's solution to that is that in Christ, I died to sin. Believe that. I need to know that. I need to believe that, and I need to act upon that. Now, that's my outline for Romans chapter 6. First 10 verses, you need to know that you have died to sin in Christ. That's mentioned 5 times in those verses. It's mentioned in Colossians chapter 1, if you then be risen with Christ. It's mentioned in Galatians 2:20, crucified with Christ. It's mentioned in Romans 12, verse 1, give yourself as a living sacrifice. You died in him, in Christ, you died to sin. Now, what that simply means is that through the death of Christ, the power and the domination of the sin nature has been broken. And you can say, as Paul says, when you know that, when you believe that, and when you act upon that, sin will not have dominion over you. And so I can turn to you and I can say, you do not need to sin. You are free not to sin. Men, that's the other half of the gospel. I've been free from the penalty of sin. The truth, Christ died for me, that brings that kind of freedom. But I've also been freed from the power of sin. And the truth that brings that freedom is that I died in Christ. Now, my friend Greg, who wrote to me, said, I never heard that. All I heard was the one half of the gospel. But I was never taught how to live and how I could live victoriously over the sin in my life. And so we've started a small group, a house church he's part of now in Toronto. And we lost him. We need to understand that there is some teachings in the Word of God that empower. And Romans chapter 6 is one of those teachings. And I'll just bet you it's been a long time since you've heard a sermon in Romans 6. You've heard about Romans chapter 12, verse 1, but they messed the whole point up. Romans chapter 12, present yourselves as a living sacrifice. We say that to our young people. The living sacrifice, that's back to Romans chapter 6, where you died with Christ, freed from sin. That's the living sacrifice. So when you present yourself as a living sacrifice, you are presenting yourself on the basis of the fact that I have died in Christ and I am freed from the rule and dominion of sin in my life. I am free not to sin. That's the second half of the gospel. And I want to encourage you to start preaching kinds of truth that will free people and empower people in their life. The great truth of the second half of the gospel is empowering in the life of a Christian. I'll tell you what else is empowering. to teach the biblical doctrine of spiritual gifts. God has entrusted you with a spiritual gift. When the Spirit of God takes over your life and controls your life and empowers your life, you have an ability in the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you have an ability to serve. That spiritual gift of yours is empowering. Remember that. And I'll tell you something else that's empowering. It's not only the second half of the gospel, it's not only the doctrine of spiritual gifts, but it's the imperative that we talked about last time. And the imperative is, don't quit, don't leave, stay and encourage one another. That's empowering. We're losing a generation of people because our teachings are seen as repressive and regressive. We can help and change that. And because they're hearing what they should do and what they are supposed to do, but never getting much help as to how to do it, we can correct both of those. And if we do it, we'll be taking giant steps forward to keeping our youth and our young adults. God help us to do it.